Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Good morning, Jan.
Where are we?
Oh, what is going on here? All right, what are we doing today?
We have several assignments. We
Guys, Jen, I don't know if it's me or you,
no,
but
it's me. I can hear you perfectly. Okay.
All right. Well,
how
is
it okay now?
We established the
Can you hear me now? Good.
Right.
Okay. So on Friday, the daily practice was do your daily practice, being on the lookout for any subtle messages of self-hate. Use any negative message as a reminder to redirect attention to what is true about you. Record and listen. Then on Saturday, cultivate an attitude that encourages and supports the practitioner. Sorry, starting with do your daily practice, of course. Cultivate an attitude that encourages and supports the practitioner. Throughout the day, each time you hear a negative message, turn attention to encouragement. Pick up the recorder to offer an encouraging message to the practitioner. And on Sunday, do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We are practicing unconditional love and acceptance. All right. So here is our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Good. Well, happy noon, I guess it is. I was going to say good afternoon here, but good morning to you. This is Paula in Charleston.
Well, hello, Paula. Good morning and good afternoon. I just feel like Truman when I say that, and we could add good evening just in case we don't see each other. Yeah. What are you seeing?
Well, I see how pleasantly surprised I am to be unmuted and happy. I'm just happy. So what I'm seeing with this month's focus is a little bit of what I see every month, and that is the strong karma to have a list of things that take priority over what is most important to me, like being playful, for example.
Playfully present, presently playful.
Yes. And so what I chose to, as a behavior change, Sherry, is that at least three times in the morning and three times sometime in the afternoon, that I would literally stop and drop and breathe. I've always loved that phrase because it redirects my attention to what is most important in life. And, you know, it's good. I just thrive, I think, on a structure. And, you know, this retreat is really helping me to, to appreciate structure, but to do it with a sense of lightness and certainly with a sense of play. And that has brought just tremendous joy, more joy.
Well, you make a couple of really good points, Paula. One, we all thrive with structure. As long as that structure is supporting the human being and not supporting ego. Ego wants for us to idealize spontaneity, being in the moment, whatever is possible. And it's all coming from a place of go unconscious, get distracted, lose sight of who you are and where you are and what you're doing. So the point that you're making is that when when structure comes from the heart, from clarity, from center, then what it supports is the heart, clarity, presence, the human being.
Yes, yes, so much so, Sherry. And I think what is really, what really stands out is clarity, because that is another focus of attention, particularly this month, is the clarity of what is it that I truly want in my life. You know, I have it. Of course, you know, when you start looking at that, you really see how much you actually have it, or at least that's been my experience. And on the also at the same time, I've gotten to see just with such clarity how frequently conditioned mind dominates my attention, and that is, you know, the attention is constant and continuous, the conditioned mind. But the domination of the attention is something that I have a choice in. And
yes.
So this practice, this weekend's practice of, like, stopping and, you know, very deliberately, very, like, that's part of the structure. It's like structure doesn't, as you said, it doesn't have to be something that takes away from,
it can support us.
Yes,
it can support us to be
absolutely
present. Because what you're noticing is the habit, the deeply ingrained karmic habit to let attention go to conditioned mind. I mean, it's just it's been forever. And so if we're not really paying attention, then that's what happens to attention. Right? It just goes out of that habit. So I've been looking at this a lot lately, that our first job is to learn to direct the attention. And then our work becomes maintaining the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We could use a word like concentrate. Right?
Yeah.
Not a shut down, closed out, scrunched up face kind of concentration, but staying with attention, maintaining attention here on awareness.
Yeah, I'm just taking a breath in to really take that in, Sherry. That's very helpful. It reminded me of this state of the quiet mind,
mm-hmm.
and just dropping all the you know, as just the attention on the quietness.
Attention,
and that,
yes, and attention on awareness is that quiet mind, right? Because the mind is what we experience when attention goes to conditioned mind.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yes,
it's a good
you.
Time, isn't it?
It is a good time, and thank you, Jen, today, and everyone in Sangha. It's a great time to be alive, and I'm so grateful for this year-long retreat.
Me too, Paula.
Yeah.
All right.
Go happy.
Take care of you. Go happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Paula. Sherry, that's such a perfect conversation for this week, because that's my experience, exactly what you said, that we start the behavior change week with a really often the clarity that comes out of the whole month so far, and then there's all this enthusiasm. It's around directing attention, and then we practice it. We practice staying with it. It's such a good progression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Lauren Jen, Sherry and Jen, this is Laura from San Diego.
Well, you had all three of us.
I did.
Yes, all three of us. Hey, Laura, what are you seeing?
Oh, my gosh. So I have been really watching how play was great. It was easy to attend to when life is going in a way that is good with ego, right? Everything's, you know, just flowing and everything.
Isn't it the truth? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I've really been watching, and I'm going back to the commitment again to watching how tension is in the body is the cue to come back to the moment, because I have what I don't know if it's TMJ, but my jaw has been so incredibly tense. And it's so interesting that ego came in, you know, to try and diagnose it. And what I really got to this weekend was like, oh, it's tension in the body, because there has been some life circumstances happening where it's like there is no way I can have an attitude about any of this. Mm-hmm. And so ego gets to define like this very narrow idea of what play is. And I've so appreciated hearing the different people talk about play. And so it mm-hmm. doesn't have to be narrow. It can be relaxed. It can be.
It doesn't have to be baseball or
right.
frisbee on the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Laura, what you're describing, I think, is the human condition, and we can say with that the conditioned human condition, mm-hmm. Which is, well, every human being I've ever met or heard of. So I'm guessing we're not alone in this. It's pretty big in general, okay, and here's what we can see about that. If we actually got how brief our little sojourn on this planet is, there is no way we would fail to enjoy a single second of it. Because we're alive.
Yeah.
Right? That's the process of joy. That's ultimately what we enjoy. That's actually all we ever enjoy, which is a whole big technical thing that we can't get into right now, but I'd be happy to go into it anytime anybody is interested.
Mm-hmm.
That delusion, that illusion of time and space that we fall into, that we have been brainwashed into as ego-driven conditioned human beings, makes it seem as if all this I'm trying to come up with a good nice word for it, crapola, okay, that we are supposed to be doing, it is such a con job that any of this is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we go to work at jobs that we hate so that we can make money to buy stuff that we don't really want or need, that we're just going to have to deal with, right? And we're too busy to love. We're too busy to attend. Mm-hmm. We're too busy to, yeah? And it's just, it all comes from not realizing that before this day is over, we could be dead.
Yep. Yeah.
It's so difficult even to grasp that, let alone try to keep it in the front of conscious awareness. But the people who have done that are happy people because they have their priorities right.
Right. And happy, and I would project, skillful in being able to bring presence to whatever's right in front of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. The reason that people are inefficient and ineffectual and all those other innas is because they're not present. Right?
Yeah.
You can't be an effective human being if you're not here. Because here is where it's all happening. Right, and we're living up in conditioned mind in some fantasy world that we're the star of, it has that going for it. You know, it's my melodrama, but that's all it's got, and the suffering that attends it. That's it. That's the sum total. And then we die.
Yep. So grateful we have these workshops to help us see all of that.
Yeah. So I happen to know your family members, and so when you look at them today, look at them through those eyes. Okay. I don't know how much time we're going to have together. Oh my God, I don't want to miss a second of this.
Will do.
All right. I love working with parents.
Thank you.
They're so easy to manipulate into conscious awareness.
Willingly right. Manipulated. There you go.
Thank you, Laura.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, Laura. And the thing that's so perfect, Sherry, about what you're describing, when we actually do step back into that larger perspective, that all of those things we practiced over the weekend, right, the appreciation, the unconditional love, the acceptance, that those are just what are. That's what becomes available with that larger perspective. It's like it's automatically our priority.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and here's something, Jen, for us all to consider with that. Why do we want this? Why do we want to be happy? Why do we want to enjoy ourselves? Why do we want to appreciate? Why do we want to be generous, to be grateful? Why do we want that? Mm-hmm. It's because it's who we are.
Who we are. Yeah. Wow.
And what stops us from that is all of the crapola that we talk about all the time. So when people want to know, you know, you read people talk about true nature or authentic nature or all that is or that which is or the intelligence that animates. Well, what the heck is that? That's what it is. That's what we are. That's why we want that.
That beautiful quote. What's that?
We're trying to get home.
Yes, exactly. That amazing quote is coming to mind. Something like, the hardest work is your separation from God.
Yes. Yes. It eventually kills people.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. So good. All right. Here's our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Andrea calling.
Well, hello, Andrea. What are you
saying? Hi. Well, I'm just so grateful for the show and for the previous caller and what you all discussed. Well, what I'm looking at is a change in behavior. And what I'm seeing is this conversation in the head about control. And I felt like I wanted to call in just to be told it was crapola because that's a projection. so I just needed to hear it. So basically,
you need a confirmation. Uh-huh.
Yes. So it's basically this conversation about how, there's no control. And so what I've been noticing is that trying to, drop the ego conversation, right? And just noticing, really noticing how compelling it is and how it's, like an addiction, right? It's just this righteous pleasure to have the conversation. And and so then, it seems like there's this control point where, I can drop it. And I guess what I'm looking at is like, there's this noodling, maybe it's noodling going on. I mean, that's what seems like is happening is like, it seems like, sometimes I can drop it. Sometimes I can't. So is there control of even being able to drop it? So that's the conversation.
Okay, good. Well, fortunately you can drop that conversation because
I knew you were going to say that. And that's what I needed to hear.
Good. Yeah, because no, we can't control that. And the only thing that would try to control that is ego. Because, of course, ego wants to maintain control of us by getting us to try to control it. What a perfect deal. We get identified with ego, and we're going to try to control ego, which guarantees that ego will have absolute control over us. However, that doesn't leave us dumped, right? Mm-hmm. Where that leaves us is in a place of being able to choose. And where mm-hmm. that choice comes in is when we hear, and we do hear this, the still small voice. And if we listen to and follow that still small voice, we will hear it more often, more regularly, mm-hmm. and louder. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the message from that still small voice is, you don't need to do that. You could drop that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then our choice is to say yes and do it. Mm-hmm. So it's instead of needing to batter down a door, which is what ego mm-hmm. would want us to do, the door opens, and all we need to do is walk through it.
I see. So it's more of a thing where you're basically, the still small voice drops in, and then you have this choice point of whether to follow it.
That's exactly right. And mm-hmm. and what you describe beautifully is the what did you say, righteous pleasure? Was that the,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what people get bamboozled by instead of. So we were talking about it group at Center yesterday. Where I'm identified. I know I'm identified, okay? I know I could stop this, but I don't want to.
Right.
And that's the place where we can know, whoa, ego takeover. All right, mm-hmm. Identification with ego, that's job one. I just saw that. Where's my recorder? Right, I need to take steps to get out of that identification.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm seeing is actually the opposite of that, which is there's probably it's all ego again, but this conversation of Monday morning, oh no, it's going to be ego land and this fear, you know. So ego yes, is basically yes. fearing ego.
Yes. Oh, yes. That is so important to see. Yes, there's this big ego comes in, takes over. So This is just something for you to watch and everybody else to watch too, okay, because it happens to everybody. So there you are sleeping, right?
Right?
And then you wake up. And what happens is, and you can feel it happen, attention mm-hmm. turns to conditioned mind and heads out.
Right.
Okay? And it heads to what is today? What is the day going to be like? What do I have? Oh, no. Oh, okay. And so the place where you were seconds before that, which was perfectly fine, mm-hmm. in fact, if you could have stayed with it, you would realize was happy, joyful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But as soon as attention goes to conditioned mind and mind turns outward, hell opens up.
Yes. And you know why? One reason why I think I'm seeing this so clearly is because I was on vacation for 2 weeks and it was a novel environment. It was with family members. It was very relaxing and it just seemed like, you know, I had a holiday from ego as well.
Yes. Oh, oh, it's the argument for it. It depending on how you do it. Now, a lot of times, you know, when people say, it was with family members, that's not always as relaxing or as much of a vacation from ego as we would like, which is why often people get bamboozled into taking their time away from their regular life in a way that will completely replicate their regular life.
Yes.
So that they, yes. Yeah, so there isn't that comparison, but having the opportunity to do anything that is different enough that we're able to see the comparison. It's very helpful.
Yes.
That's why people come to the monastery.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrea. That's some good stuff you're on to.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
You are welcome. Glad to agree with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Andrea.
Such a great conversation, Sherry, but I think we do have time for one more caller, so we'll take our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is in Santa Rosa.
This is who? You looked out.
Kelsey.
Kelsey.
This
Hi,
is Kelsey. Hi, I've just recently joined here. I think finally figured out how to join, and I've been with the retreat for, I started last week. And I've
wonderful.
Been so enjoying
happy,
it.
Happy you're here.
Yes, I'm happy I'm here too. I just had a big peace drop in yesterday. I was just doing stuff in the kitchen and working and feeling kind of tired, and I realized I was, it's kind of weird, I was just cooking food from my freezer, but it turns out it was really old. I'm not even going to say how old because it's embarrassing. And I probably was enjoying myself because I'm taking this really old meat off of these really old bones to make a soup, and all of a sudden something kicked in and said, honey, you're not going to eat that. That's disgusting. And I just decided that what I was going to do for my human was clean out that freezer. And like a few years ago when my marriage ended, I kind of stopped cooking. And I just realized I have this thing, like if I want to do a project, like sewing, it's like I have to use all the, it's like I have to use stuff up from the least appealing to the most, and that's how ego kind of sets it up so that I never get to the good stuff. Like if I want to sew, oh, well, I should use that piece of fabric first, but that piece of fabric just isn't even that nice. And so
it gets you to go down that road until we're guests. You just lose all your enthusiasm and basically give up, which is how the freezer
exactly.
stays in that condition, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it was so obvious when I was trying to prepare food that was just garbage. I hate to waste, but eating garbage is not going to, you know, it just felt so good. Anything I didn't remember buying, it went in the trash. It was big. And there was this icky, sticky soup in the bottom of the freezer. But I was thinking,
start a new relationship with that freezer. Yeah. Because
exactly.
It's a new relationship with you, right? That's what's being represented, or that's what you're getting to see in this, right? That's how you've been treating
exactly.
her. Yeah.
Exactly. And I was tired and it was late in the day, but I switched it. It was like one of the radio shows when I listened to, and you said anything can be play. Like you could be stuck in traffic. And and when we had to write why we wanted to engage with this topic, it's like, well, that's kind of a no-brainer. I would like to feel like I'm playing no matter what I'm doing. So it was like if I knew I had a friend who got overwhelmed and I went to her house, if I cleaned out that freezer, that would be a really nice thing I could do for her. And so with that
and
attitude, I just wasn't. And it was
it would be
fun
to do it
I mean,
for her. Yeah.
There was, even all that gooey stuff on the bottom, it just felt good to get it clean. And it was such a delight to wake up and do that. So I guess, just thinking, if this were my friend, what would I do? And
because she is your friend. she is your best friend. And there's a way in which she's your only friend, in the sense that if you lose her, friendship is an irrelevant notion, right? So
that's right.
So to prioritize her and take care of her, because we're trying to become more selfish than we've already been conditioned to be, but because this is the way not to be selfish. This is the way to choose compassion over ego's version of how life should go.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, you keep having fun then. And moving on to sewing. And I bet as you keep stay with this, your world is going to be just filled with things that karma
well,
has.
Well, that's it. People would give me, when my children were little, sister-in-law very thoughtfully gave me a massage certificate. But I kept thinking, oh, I have to do, you know, like I'll have to start going to the gym first. And that, you know, the place went out of business. I never used that gift certificate. I've had checks expire on me because it's just like ego's getting into this perfect time or
clothes
a
that you
scarcity.
Buy and then they sit in the closet because it's never quite the right occasion. And then they go out of style. And I'm right with you, Kelsey.
It's like a scarcity thing, like, you know, I'll never get another massage, so this has to be at the perfect, you know. Mm-hmm. I just saw yesterday with the food how, I guess it's that, don't you have a book, How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything?
We do. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. I haven't read it, but that's what dropped in.
Well,
it's
you're
like,
going to love it.
Just the same story over and over and over again.
Yep. All right. Well, it's wonderful to have you with
Thank you,
us.
Sherry. Thank you, Jen.
And as we go forward, you're going to recognize this process with a lot of content. So it's just going to get more and more fun.
It's very exciting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Go happy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us, Kelsey and Sherry. That brings us to the end of the show. And our assignment for today is do your daily practice. Today, have a focus on kindness, all the kindness you receive and all the kindness you offer.
Mm. Can't have too many of those days.
No,
right.
You
Thank
really
you
can't.
Thank you so much, Jen.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks,
Go
everybody.
Happy.
Go happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.